Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way. Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Elizabeth Benton. Got some news for you. There is a very good chance that your emotional reaction to a problem or situation in your life is probably hurting you more than the circumstance you're reacting to. I'm going to get into this. I'm going to give you some examples. I'm going to show you how this showed up in my life. We're going to go there, whether it's the work stress, the money stress. Chances are your unhealthy reaction to it is hurting you more than the situation you are reacting to. Before we get into all that, I want to let you know what we are giving away today. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to give away one of our 2024 consistency calendars. If you haven't seen me post about this, if you haven't seen it on social media, maybe you're not in the free Primal Potential Facebook group, it is a poster size wall calendar that has the entire year on it, and it comes with this starter sheet of colored stickers that you use to track your consistency. The reason that I created this, I actually had been buying a similar in style poster calendar. It wasn't for consistency though, but it was like a year at a glance wall calendar, and it was super expensive. It was like $150. The consistency calendar is $30. And if you're in the US, that includes shipping, which is bonkers. So I was using that because I am a very visual person and I like seeing my habits in front of me. I am motivated by giving myself a sticker for that activity, or also motivated to not have a gap in the sticker, right? So let me give you an example. In every month, you can pick however many things you want to track. I don't recommend tracking more than a few things. But let's say that I'll give you an example. One of the women in the consistency course for the month of December is doing something I did last year, which is throwing away or donating 20 items a day. So I'm doing it with her. And the other day I was going through kids' toys. It's super easy to be like, okay, this one's broken. It can be thrown away, right? You get to 20 really, really fast, and then I'm done for the day. And so I give myself a sticker that corresponds with that activity. For me, that one's yellow. Because I successfully completed that, I get a yellow sticker. And the cool thing about that is you can see visually where you're at right now. You can also see where you've been. And as the year goes on, you get a really good visual. So one of the things that I'm always tracking in this season of my life is strength training. Now, I don't have a goal to do it 7 days a week, of course, but I really want to see those red circle stickers. That's a red activity for me. And the goal isn't to have a sticker every single day, but if there's a 3 or 4 day space without stickers, I'm like, oh, hey, you know, I got to get another sticker. I got to do that. So I really love it because I am a visual person. I'm going to give that away today. I'll also link it in the show description if you want to grab one. I only printed a very limited number of these calendars because I have to inventory them here in my home, and I don't have to. I choose to. And we don't have unlimited space for that sort of thing. So it ships before the end of the year. I mean, of course, if you're listening to this in January, well, it'll ship before the end of 2024. But no, in real time, I'm recording this in early December, so it'll ship in plenty of time for the new year. I'll link it in the show description. If for some reason you can't find that, just message me and I will send you the link. But I will announce the winner at the end of the show, and you can be eligible to win one of our Saturday show giveaways just by leaving a review of the podcast on whatever platform you listen. Okay, let me tell you a story about what we're talking about today, how your emotional reaction to a problem or a circumstance is likely hurting you more than the circumstance itself. So before I started Primal Potential, I had a very stressful job, unhealthy job. No exaggeration whatsoever, an abusive job. If I told you some of the things that happened on a regular basis, you probably would not believe me. In fact, I'm certain that most of you would not even believe me. Screaming, cussing, overt drug use and abuse were the norm on a daily basis. The storyteller part of me wants to like tell you some wild stories, but they're really unrelated to the point of this episode. So we're going to move on. Conversations for another day. I used to use my work stress as a reason to overeat, as a reason to binge, as a reason to skip workouts, as a reason for retail therapy. And there's no denying that my work was a problem. But my reaction, my unhealthy reaction to the work stress was a bigger problem in my life. And I was essentially saying, because I'm being treated poorly by others, I'm going to use that as a reason to treat myself poorly, to treat my future poorly. Like, that's just bonkers. And that was creating so many other problems in my life. It was impacting my marriage at the time. It certainly was impacting my health, my confidence, my money, my integrity, my relationships with friends and family. And this story that I told myself that it was my job's fault, that it was my boss's fault, that it would all be different and so much easier if I had a different job, it was just a useless story, because there will always be stress. There will always be people in our lives who behave terribly. Always. So for as long as I believed that a reasonable response to stress was binging or overindulging or drinking or spending or skipping workouts or watching too much TV, as long as I believe that's a reasonable response, it would remain my response to stress. And yeah, I left that job. But I didn't leave stress behind. I didn't leave difficult relationships behind. Starting a business, super stressful. Getting divorced, super stressful. Running a business ongoing can be stressful. Pregnancy is stressful. Losing a child is stressful. Parenting is stressful. Twins in the NICU is stressful. So we can't blame our habits on the job, on the money problems, on the in-laws. We have to work on our response to those things. Because yes, the seasons will change and you'll get a promotion or you'll get a new boss or you'll get a different job. The kids will get older. They'll be old enough to go to school. But as long as you are someone who responds to stress or sadness or loneliness or anger in an unhealthy way, you have an unhealthy habit, and that's on you. That's not on whatever triggered the stress or the loneliness or the anger or the sadness. It's on you for your response. You have to change your response. You need to improve your reaction to it, or your reaction to it is going to hurt you more than the trigger itself. We're all waiting for change in some season, right? All of us. We're waiting to find a different job or to finish school or to pay off that debt or to get pregnant or to find a partner or to improve our marriage or whatever. But here's what I want you to really hold in the forefront of your mind. How we wait is often more important than what we're waiting for. Right? I was waiting for the circumstances in my job to change, for the leadership in my job to change, or to find a different job, or later to start a business. But how we wait is more significant than what we're waiting for. you are responsible for your reaction. And as soon as you take accountability for that and you stop blaming your behaviors on your partner or your stressors or your past, the sooner you get set free, the sooner you stop adding to the problems that are mounting in your life. You get to be part of the solution. You get to make things better. You get to control the controllables. Absolutely, there are things outside of your control. Absolutely, there are things that suck and are hard, and I wish you weren't facing them, and I wish I wasn't facing them. But we're not without influence in our lives. We have tremendous influence, and so much of the hard, so much of the suck, so much of the struggle is crap we've created. And we can draw a line in the sand and say, hey, not anymore. I don't want to be that way anymore. I don't want to operate that way anymore. I don't want my patterns to be that way anymore. I don't want to be part of the problem. I don't want to make stuff worse. I want to be part of my own healing. Which, of course, I understand begs the question, how? How? Okay, I get it. Here's one of the biggest things, and we talk about it all the time. It comes down to the story you tell yourself about it. We talked about this the other day, how the most compelling story wins, right? I don't know if you listened to that episode. I think it was the last episode. Let me look and get confirmation on that. Yeah, 1148. If you haven't listened to 1148, that's a big part of the how here. Episode 1148. Make a note to go back to that one or listen to it again if you've already listened to it. If you are telling yourself that because you're stressed, you can't possibly eat healthy, you just don't have it in you to work out, you need that drink or that retail therapy, there you have it. You just convinced yourself. You sold yourself. The most compelling story wins. But that's not the only story. It's not the only perspective. And we have to think differently. As long as you think the way you've always thought, you're going to continue to get what you've always got. And I know people understand this intellectually, and that what they bump up against is this experience where the thoughts are automatic. I know I need to think differently, but it just happens. I'm on autopilot. I don't think about it until afterwards. In the moment, I'm not aware that that's what I'm even doing. And that is the exact reason that I created 10X Mindset. The exact reason. I think I've told this story, but it's been a while since I've told it. I often put myself through these brainstorming exercises in every area of my life, but in this case, it was around business. And I asked myself, if I had a magic wand and I could wave my magic wand and gift something, change something in everybody who has ever listened to my podcast, it wasn't that they would suddenly no longer crave sugar or that they would fall in love with exercise. What my answer to that prompt was, immediately and without hesitation, I would make everybody a better thinker. I would 10X their mindset. And the cool thing about those kinds of questions, and you can ask that, you know, if I had a magic wand in my marriage, if I had a magic wand as a parent, whatever your answer is, you can then say, all right, so what capacity do I have to bring about that thing that I would wish for if I had a magic wand? And so for me, it was, if I desire that to 10X everybody's mindset and make them a better thinker so that they're not continuing to tell these stories, I'm just so stressed, I can't even, I'm just so overwhelmed, I can't take care of myself. If only I didn't have these stresses and pressures, it would be so much easier. I wanted to change that perspective for people. My question to myself was, okay, so if you were able to do that, how would you do it, right? Magic wand aside, if I was able to 10X your mindset, how would I do it? And that is the prompt that I use to create 10X Mindset, because I know that when we talk about this critical piece of any kind of change, changing your eating habits, changing your workout patterns, changing your habits around money or your habits around communication with your spouse, anything, your beliefs about being unable to create big change in your finances. I know that people say, I just, it's automatic. I don't know how to think any differently. How do I do that? And this idea of mindset is easy to understand, but very difficult to implement. So if you haven't been through 10X mindset, the way that I break it down and make it actionable and easy to wrap your mind around and easy to bring into your daily practices is one single action item every single day. Taking this theory, putting it into action with something that is specific and narrow and focused, one action item every day for 30 days. So I certainly have hundreds of episodes on mindset that you can go through, but 10X mindset sort of breaks it down in a way that is actionable on a daily basis, every day in your inbox for 30 days, do this, and you can go through it as many times as you want. I'll also link that up in the show description, primalpotential.com/10X. All of that to say, in this season where there are a lot of stressors, I have so much going on. There's all of this travel. There's all of these expenses. There's all of these demands on my time. You are in control of your response to those things. You cannot continue to throw your hands up in the air and say, oh, it's because of this. Oh, it's because of that, and not take responsibility. You don't control everything in your life, but you do control your reaction to it. And for as long as you continue to say, I can't because I'm too busy, or I don't have it in me because I'm too stressed, or if only this thing in my life wasn't so hard, that's going to be the way that you roll. You get to say, I can still take care of myself. In fact, it matters even more that I take care of myself. One of the things that's been super helpful for me personally lately, in this season where it feels like I wish I had more time, I wish I had more time for investing in me. Because just with business and three little kids, just there's a lot going on. Not to mention the holidays. What I remind myself is, the better I take care of myself, the easier everything else is. The better I take care of myself, the better able I am to handle stressors in my life. If I'm not taking care of myself, my response to everything else is way more challenging, right? If I'm not working out, I have a shorter temper. It makes eating healthy more difficult. But if I am working out, it makes eating healthy easier. It makes responding to work stress easier. It makes time management easier. So I always benefit from taking great care of myself. The other day, I think I might have mentioned this on the podcast, or maybe I was talking to my consistency course clients. I don't know. Doesn't matter. On Thursday nights, I usually go to church by myself, right? And this particular Thursday, I had gotten essentially no work done because of kids stuff and my husband's schedule. And so when I was kind of debating, do I go to church tonight or do I stay home and get work done? I chose church because I know that when I pour into my health, when I pour into my body, when I pour into my spirit, it makes everything else easier. And so we get to keep that perspective top of mind. The same thing is true with food. If I make good food choices, I have more energy. And you know what? That makes parenting a lot easier. It makes work a lot easier. It makes the decision to work out or not work out a lot easier. You are in control of your reaction. And your unhealthy reaction is probably more of a problem in your life than whatever is triggering the unhealthy reaction. All right, let me tell you before we go, the winner of the consistency calendar. Again, I'll link up the consistency calendar. I'll also link up 10X Mindset in the show description, which is just right below wherever you're listening to this and whatever app you're listening. The winner of the consistency calendar is Shay Tiv. Shaytiv, if that is the username that you use to leave a review of this show, first of all, thank you for listening. Thank you for your review. Email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Let me know that you are the winner for $11.49. Make sure to email me within 60 days of this episode airing and include your mailing address, and I'll get that 2024 consistency calendar out to you. If you don't have one and you want one, check out the show description. If you know you need to become a better thinker, check out 10X Mindset. We have so much good stuff going on with Primal Potential right now. We're just really gearing up to give you everything you need to make changes now and not wait until 2024, but right now, today, to take better care of yourself. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.